I want to submit to the record letters from state officials, 7 counties, 8 cities and towns, and countless local businesses, sportsmen, outdoor recreation groups, and conservation organizations in support of the CORE Act.
Congressman Joe Neguse, who represents Colorado's 2nd District, gave testimony on the CORE Act Tuesday in front of the House Subcommittee on National Parks, Forest, and Public Lands. Neguse helped craft the bill along with Colorado Senator Bennett and other stakeholders and introduced it into the House in January. Permanent protection of the Thompson Divide south of Carbondale from mineral leasing is part of the CORE Act. It's not necessarily a new concept in Congress. Senator Michael Bennett introduced the Thompson Divide Withdrawal and Protection Act 2 years ago, but Tuesday's hearing was the first time the idea moved into committee. Former Carbondale Mayor Stacy Bernot, local rancher Bill Fales, Mike Pritchard of the Roaring Fork Mountain Bike Association and the Thompson Divide Coalition, and current Carbondale Mayor Dan Richardson attended Tuesday's hearing. By the time they return to the Roaring Fork Valley later this week, they'll have talked to Congressman Neguse, as well as Congressman Scott Tipton of Colorado's 3rd District and Senator Cory Gardner's staff. When asked if he thought protection for the Thompson Divide would ever get this far, Bill Fales said no.
We're pretty naive as far as, you know, not only working through the Forest Service and Bureau of Land Management, but to get long-term protection to move through the United States House of Representatives, the United States Senate, to get a bill signed by the President of the United States. That was not what we were thinking about when we started the Thompson Divide Coalition.
At Tuesday's hearing, the Roaring Fork Valley contingent listened to pros and cons of the CORE Act plus 2 other bills. Stacy Bernot told KDNK why they did not give testimony.
So the Carbondale contingent wasn't asked to testify at today's hearing. There was one witness on behalf of the entire act, and that spot went to Dan Gibbs.
Gibbs, a former Summit County Commissioner, was appointed to his present position as Executive Director of the state's Division of Natural Resources by Governor Jared Polis.
I support this bill because it will benefit our wildlife by protecting critical habitat and migration corridors. It will protect the outstanding recreational experiences that bring people from across Colorado and the world to these special places. It will help safeguard Colorado's water resources by protecting key watersheds and all water rights. It strikes the right balance by protecting key public lands from development while protecting all existing mineral rights and leaving other appropriate lands available for mining, oil, and gas development, and because it complements the values and opportunities associated with our state lands.
Protecting the Thompson Divide is only part of the proposed legislation. The act also increases existing wilderness areas in Colorado by close to 70,000 acres, creates 4 new wilderness areas, and sets aside Camp Hale near Leadville as the nation's first National Historic Landscape. Concerns at Tuesday's hearing ranged from inconsistencies with U.S. Forest Service management plans to a lack of collaboration among stakeholders. Congressman Scott Tipton said he's heard from constituents in his district who are not in favor of the act.
And I'd like to be able to offer into the record several items. An article from the Post-Independent out of Garfield County with Garfield County's concerns. A letter from the Colorado Wool Growers Association expressing concerns over additional wilderness designations in Colorado. And letters from the Colorado Snowmobile Association, Colorado Off-Highway Vehicle Coalition, the Trails Preservation Alliance, outlining their concerns about losing recreation access under the proposal. And a letter from the Intermountain Forest Association expressing its opposition to the proposal due to the impact that it would have on forest management activities.
The congressman noted that Garfield County commissioners oppose permanent protection of the Thompson Divide. In February, Commission Chair John Martin said that permanent protection from mineral leasing will lead to a wilderness designation. But Will Roush, director of Wilderness Workshop, said on KDNK's Valley Voices last month that this is inaccurate.
A mineral withdrawal is not the first or second or fifth step on the way to a wilderness designation. A wilderness designation comes from a citizen's effort, and that's not part of the CORE Act in this geography at all.
Commissioner Martin also claimed that Garfield County will have to pay back the federal government for withdrawn leases on the Thompson Divide. But Roush said this happened with the Rhone Plateau settlement a few years ago and has nothing to do with the CORE Act.
That legislation protects those valid existing rights, so those leaseholders would maintain those. And then the act goes even further and allows those leaseholders to essentially trade in their leases if they want and get credit to acquire leases elsewhere in the state.
Dan Richardson told KDNK that the Roaring Fork Valley contingent left Tipton's D.C. office with homework.
For the Thompson Divide title, which is one of four, really it's garnering Garfield County Commissioner's support or at least a neutrality so that they're not opposing this act.
Richardson and the rest of those who went to Washington this week look forward to a conversation with Garfield County Commissioners. Stacey Bernat says a lot has been lost in translation between Carbondale and Washington.
We want to reach out to Garfield County and clarify some things and bring them some additional information that we think they may have missed in their most recent decision. And today it was very clear to us that there may be some gaps in how the communication has come out to our representatives.
For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.